Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad. It
is my pleasure to announce the 2020 winner of the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl hammers it home. Nugent Hopkins and Yamamoto with the helpers.
Dylan Holloway, University of Wisconsin.
We have a star in the making right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
Now we've got a wild scrum with fights breaking out all over the place.
Jason's looking like he's picking the right time to get hot here.
This is Ryan Nugent Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
A really good team. We know that. I'm just trying to go out there and show that every game.
I'm James Neal.
Dine on this.
Jajar Kira from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is the battle of Alberta we've been waiting for three decades. Pass Archibald Richards.
Mike Smith,
Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Unbelievable.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America-wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
What a stop made by Mikko Koskinen.
Now, Bob Stauffer. On the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 Chad.
This is Oilers Now. Man, that should maybe be a bit of a mindset from the Simple Minds as to where we're going to be at some stage here. Alive and kicking. And I know it's been tough, but we're going to power our way through it. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from Digitex.ca. E-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. So much to get to. It is a Thursday. Some would call it the day of true truculence on Oilers Now. Three guests, including NHL hockey and Rogers analyst, former Edmonton Oiler, Louis DeBrusk. Longtime NHL executive, currently with NHL Hockey and Rogers and Sportsnet for Friends of Canadian Power Pack. Alberta's leader in electrical construction service, electrical prefabrication and solar, Brian Burke. And Edmonton sporting icon, George LaRocque, Montreal-based media personality. All coming up on the Thursday edition of Oilers Now. Lots to get to. We will tell you this. You can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. At 780-496-0063, all slot machines, table games, the poker room, open at the River Cree. They've also taken significant steps to protect the patrons at the River Cree as well. There's plexiglass everywhere. It separates people in between the individual slot machines and at the table games and those sort of things. They are following all AHS guidelines. They've also got 9 dining options at the River Cree, including the brand new Italia, where you can enjoy 2-for-1 entrees on Wednesdays and Thursdays. The River Cree Resort and Casino, Alberta's premier resort destination. You can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. Lots to get to. We've got a terrific roll of guests that we're going to hit on. We'll go into the Oilers Now audio vault and play a couple comments from yesterday's show from former general manager of the Tampa Bay Lightning, now with the NHL Network, a man who once started Octagon's hockey agency. That's the agency that currently represents Leon Draisaitl and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Ongoing on the Nugent Hopkins front at this time. That's what I will tell you. But Brian Lawton will get into the Oilers Now audio vault, but not before we go to today's top story. For Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. Canada has put out Hockey Canada. Imagine the position Hockey Canada is in. You basically have half the best players on the planet. And everybody wants to play for you and be at their best. It affords Hockey Canada an incredible amount of luxury that some other programs don't. Circle back to 2014 Olympics, in which Canada had an unbelievable team. The defense just, they were like the 1985 Bears out there. That defense for Team Canada. And for you youngins, I highly recommend ESPN's 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears. One of my brushes with greatness, this is a total aside, but one of the brushes of greatness that I had is Gil Scott, who is a prominent agent for National Hockey League coaches. He was actually working on the Barry Trotz deal at the time. Gil Scott also represents long snappers and Canadian-born players in the National Football League. Gil Scott invited a couple guys down for a dinner in Dallas, and some of you would know that Mike Singletary is from those parts. And we ended up having Todd Nelson was there. He was going to be a part of Jim Montgomery's staff, the Dallas Stars, at the 2018 NHL draft. That was the year the Oilers took Evan Bouchard. And we ended up having a conversation about 2.5 hours with Mike Singletary. What a leader. And just one of the greatest football players of all time. And I know there's a lot of you that love football that listen to Oilers. I know you love the Oilers, you love hockey, but you love sport. And I think it's not lost on you just how good the 85 Bears really were. I mean, they outscored teams by 258 points during the course of the regular season, and they did not have an elite offense, but they're maybe the greatest defense of all time, the 4-6 with Buddy Ryan. The relationship between Mike Singletary and Buddy Ryan, it just showed you leadership. And I'll always owe Gil one on that front, just getting that opportunity to have 2 hours of, you know, cool storytelling. It was awesome. Anyhow, you know what? Greatest defensive football team of all time, the Bears of the mid-1980s, and Team Canada had an incredible defense in 2014. But this is the luxury of Hockey Canada. They were so good that they bypassed on a player that finished in the top 10 in scoring in back-to-back years in 2012-13 and 2013-14. That player was Taylor Hall. And that's Hockey Canada. Only Hockey Canada can do that, because that's the embarrassment of riches. We're seeing a little bit of that right now. November 16th, Hockey Canada will have a 28-day training camp. It will be in Red Deer, a great Alberta community where the large majority of hockey fans are fans of the Edmonton Oilers, which makes it even better, in my opinion. Team Canada announced the invite list today as we go to our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. And there were interesting things happening. Alexis Lafreniere and Kirby Doc were not on the initial list. Now, Darren Dreger from TSN, and TSN broadcasts the World Juniors. I'm going to say it right now. The CFL and Hockey Canada owe an immense debt of gratitude to the Canadian Football League, and an immense amount of gratitude to TSN for the work that those guys do on the TV side. It's excellent stuff, and they're good partners. They support them. Anyhow, Darren Dreger reporting that Kirby Doc out of Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta, Chicago, is going to make him available for that team. they're going to have a good team. Lafreniere was not also on that list. I'm led to believe that Hockey Canada, as we speak, is having the same conversations with the New York Rangers about allowing Alexis Lafreniere to play in his third World Juniors as well. Dylan Holloway, Edmonton Oilers draft pick, is one of the forwards named to the team, at least to the training camp. Matthew Robertson, Edmonton Oil Kings defenseman, is one of the invites as well. Here's where it got interesting for me. Hockey Canada, and again, they are dealing from a stacked deck. It's funny, I actually had somebody from Hockey Canada once say to me a number of years ago, well, Bob, the Alberta Golden Bears, they got all the best players. And I'm kind of looking at him going, you have access to half the best players on the planet. But anyhow, have you ever heard of Xavier Simoneau? He's a player out of the Quebec League. He has gone through not one, but two NHL drafts. Now, as most of you know that are listening to Oilers Now, the Quebec League has kind of started. And Simoneau's off to a good start, and he's got 10 points in four games. I would not call him a prolific scorer prior to this season in the Quebec League. And I do think, historically speaking, that for a number of years, the Quebec League was overlooked and that there were a lot of quality players, especially a lot of quality smaller players. But it is interesting that Hockey Canada has invited a guy that's gone through two drafts as a forward and passed on a kid like Jake Neighbors, who was a first-round draft choice of the St. Louis Blues from the Edmonton Oil Kings. Okay, that to me is a little bit interesting. Also, Hockey Canada did not invite Dylan Gunther, who, for those of you that are unaware, from the Edmonton Oil Kings, right now is probably the highest-ranked Canadian-born forward for the upcoming 2021 draft. The Oil Kings have an unbelievable goaltending prospect by the name of Sebastian Cosa. He's 6'5". You know how much coaches like big goalies. Last year, he went 21-6-3 with a 2.23 goals against average and 921 save percentage. He did not get invited as a guardian. Taylor Gauthier, who's gone through two NHL drafts as a goaltending prospect, was invited out of the Prince George Cougars. Now, I would say that most people I talk to in WHL circles think Gauthier's a pretty good goalie in a pretty tough situation. Prince George is really challenged to get the best guys. That's the beauty of the situation for Hockey Canada. I mean, realistically, if they're sitting there and they have Lafreniere and Doc and Quinton Byfield, the number two overall pick, guys like that, I mean, they're going to have an unbelievable team for the event here in Edmonton, which will be played in a bubble. Like, Canada's going to have, when Canada has access to all of their top players, they're damn near unbeatable. Think of the 94-95 lockout year and how good that tournament was in Red Deer. And then think of the 04-05 lockout year. The event was in North Dakota. And Canada dominated those two tournaments. And this is a somewhat similar situation. Again, and it's just the wealth of riches that Canada has. But it also affords them the luxury to make some interesting decisions. And, you know, you look at the position that Dylan Gunther and Jake Neighbors were in. They were on a wicked team with Edmonton that might have won the WHL championship last year. Gunther may have, well, he would have most certainly have been on the Hlinka-Gretzky team in Edmonton. And, you know, gets bypassed, and a guy who gets a chance to actually play right now and has some terrific stats to start the year in the Quebec League is, that's gone through two NHL drafts is being chosen over first-round draft choices. That happens once. And if it sounds like I'm criticizing it, I'm just bringing up the point. You can read between the lines because I think that you fundamentally get it. I'm already getting texts coming in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, Gauthier is a good goaltender. Cosa is way better. Cosa's going to probably go in the second round. The Edmonton Oil Kings, my guess, will have Dylan Gunther going into the top 10 of the 21 draft. And Cosa's probably going to go in the second round of the draft. That's the reality of the situation. As for the Western Hockey League, my prediction is we're looking at probably, they've cut from a 72 to 68 game schedule. Would not surprise me if we end up at a 32 or 34 game regular season with, in the case of the Edmonton Oil Kings, a strictly Alberta only schedule, which would feature Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, Calgary, and Red Deer. So if it's 32 games, you're playing each of those teams eight times. And again, Edmonton would be a legitimate Western Hockey League candidate to win the title and potentially have one of the best bets to win the Memorial Cup since Leon Draisaitl's team in 2015 with Kelowna. Speaking of Leon Draisaitl, I don't know, Brendan, if you went with it for this day in Oilers history today, but on this date, October 29, 2015, Leon Draisaitl was called up during the course of the day. The Oilers had suffered a couple of injuries. McDavid was not injured at this time. And Draisaitl promptly ended up playing on a line with Taylor Hall and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins as the Edmonton Oilers rallied from a 3-0 home ice deficit at Rexall Place at the time. And Draisaitl scored the first goal late in the second period. I'm thinking Brandon Davidson might have scored in that game. And then Draisaitl got the game-winning goal after Nugent Hopkins stole a puck from behind the net from a guy who turned out to be an Edmonton Oiler later on, David Desharnais. And Leon deposited it into the empty net. And nobody, may I tell you this right now, so nobody after Draisaitl scored two goals in that game thought 5 years later we'd be talking about a Hart Trophy winner. Crazy, crazy stuff. Again, let's get into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings at Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. I got asked this question today. I swung out with my son to go to the Lego store and was by the food court, and a really kind gentleman by the name of Horace from Bakerville came up and engaged in a conversation. He said, "Bob, when are we going to start seeing some NHL hockey?" Again, the Direct Workwear Audio Vault, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Former NHL general manager of Tampa Bay, now at the NHL Network, Brian Lawton, had this to say on the NHL keep targeting an early January start.
The NHL's been not different. This is just the most transparent they've ever been in their history. They've been very clear about things they want to do, and they've been clear about going out and executing on them. And they've also been very clear on saying, look, this is what we want to do, but we don't have all the information today that we'll have certainly come the beginning of December, you know, as you get to kind of that those last moments of when you have to make an official decision. People around the world need to start to move in order by the early December date in order to start a season on January 1, that's for sure. So they're going to take their time. But this is really, truly the most transparent I've ever seen in National Hockey League. And quite frankly, I like it. I like that image. I don't know why they hadn't had that so much in the past. But through this crisis, there have been some silver linings. And one of them has been the handling of things by Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, the rest of their staff. It's been pretty darn good.
There you go. That is Brian Lawton, who joins us every Wednesday on Oilers Now. And as many of you know, Brian was the number one draft choice in the 1983 NHL entry draft. Bob Stauffer, Brendan S. Scott with you. Brian had this to say on the concept and the idea of a Canadian division.
It makes a ton of sense. As a matter of fact, it's the only way you could see something, the league really moving forward, if the information doesn't change. So you'd be foolish not to be looking at it. Probably like you, Bob, I talk to a lot of people that would be thrilled with that. And a part of me is really good with change throughout this pandemic. It gives you an opportunity to try some different things, maybe to find out some more things about your business that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to do. So you're always looking for those silver linings. You can tell I'm an optimist, right? The world belongs to the optimist. That's what I always say. That's the way I look at things. But boy, this pandemic has been tough, even on optimists.
All right, that is Brian Lawton from yesterday's edition of Oilers Now. When we come back, we'll get to NHL today. I'm gonna ask Brendan about that 1985 Chicago Bears football.
You ready?
Showtime
on May 3rd. Summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Ball team, is it one of his favorites? And the Teflon Don has sent a text that makes a guy think. That's coming up on Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Mike Smith from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody, to our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you at 1225. The Teflon Don asked the question, hey, Bob, if pro sports is escapism and we're in the middle of the pandemic, what's up with the dramatic decline in TV numbers for Major League Baseball, NBA, and the NHL? Wouldn't this be the perfect time for the distraction? I know there's a couple different theories out there. One of the theories is the timing and the sequencing of the NBA and the NHL season. Some people that would be considered far right would say that maybe the NBA in particular wasn't as focused on basketball as maybe in the past, and that turned off some fan. I know there's some guys that host shows in the States that have made that suggestion. I don't think I necessarily believe that. I think it's a little bit more of a just a timing situation. And I'm going to say something right now. Fans matter. Like, fans help enhance the experience visually when you're watching a game. That's all there is to it. It's interesting that the Alabama-Georgia game 2 weeks ago outdrew NBA. That kind of is a pretty interesting comment. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, a Canadian and a U.S. division would be fantastic. Canada could finally win a cup. What Canada might do is have a team in the Final Four, because the Canadian division, there's going to be three other divisions. So, I don't know. Could be tough. 780-496-0063. What's the likelihood that if this goes on too long without fans at major sporting events or our leagues, we're going to start seeing pay-per-view? Well, that's always kind of, do we not have that kind of, like, DAZN? Is that not kind of a variation of that? To a certain, if you're a soccer fan, and I'm a fan of European soccer, I mean, you got to have DAZN if you want to watch Champions League and the EPL. To NHL today for elite promotional marketing. They got face masks for everybody. Visit their online face mask shop by going to elitepromomarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
All right. Well, for those joining late, I suppose I'll run down the Hockey Canada list again. The 46-man invite list did come out today. Oil Kings defenseman, New York Rangers prospect Matthew Robertson did crack that list, as did Oilers first-rounder Dylan Holloway. Sherwood Park product Caden Gooley, who the Canadians took 16th overall from the Prince Albert Raiders. Quentin Byfield, Bowen Byram, Dylan Cousins, Connor McMichael among the returnees from last year's gold medal-winning team, as is Kirby Doc, who we learned a little later this afternoon, or this morning, I should say. He'll be loaned by Chicago. Dallas Stars officially removed the interim tag from head coach Rick Bonus's title. Of course, he took over for Jim Montgomery midway through last season, leading the Stars to the Cup Final. Their opponents in that Cup Final, the Tampa Bay Lightning, re-upped with Patty Maroon and Luke Shen. Maroon got $1.8 million over 2 years. Shen got $800,000 on a one-year deal. Victor Olofsson got a two-year extension from Buffalo. They avoid arbitration there. It's an AAV of $3.05 million after a 20-goal rookie season. American Hockey League is targeting February 5th for the start to 2020-2021. Previously, they were looking at December 4th. OHL also announced yesterday they are aiming at February 4th. But in the wake of that, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly did double down, saying that the NHL still has early January in their sights.
All right, that's Brendan Escott with NHL Today. Louis DeBrus coming back Cup. Cactus Jack goes, Bob, you've never told that story about Mike Singletary before. How do you not bring, you know, the 85 Bears, you know what's interesting? The very first ESPN 30 for 30 was King's Ransom on Wayne Gretzky, but it's kind of told from an LA perspective. I know it's incredibly Oilers-centric of me, but when I watched the Bears one in 85 and watched the USC one from the mid-2000s, I thought to myself, they need to do one on the 1980s Oilers. I mean, it's because they won five cups. Like the most electrifying, exciting offensive team of all time. Off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.